for?
I've been asked to bring my file from the EPA in October concerning 160 and EPA highway stuff.
Okay. You want to come up and join us?
I don't have much to say.
Pat? I don't think that's too bad. We have come out of executive session and we are back in regular session. First order of business that we have posted is F Highway and 160 property. And Dan, did you post this?
I posted it.
Okay.
And I posted it. Not knowing at the time that we were, we needed an appraisal on that property, which we've already talked about.
Right.
But there were some negotiations that could take place, and so actually I thought that the appraisal might have come in by now, and I had visited with Ron Erickson about it, and we haven't. We don't have it yet, and he has informed me individually that one person that was going to bid it hasn't called back, right?
Correct. And there's actually another issue is that when I was talking to another, when I was talking to the original surveying company, they thought they could do some administrative things for the appraisals because obviously it's one parcel versus three, and I got back maybe a week or 2 weeks ago that wasn't going to happen. So I contacted HDR, and they gave me a quote of how to survey it. And they could give us multiple options on the survey to parcel out how we wanted to parcel it out. So they've given me a quote as of last week on Tuesday saying that they would survey and do the appropriate lot splits, whatever we want, not to exceed $2,000. So they'll do the corners and whatever, however we want it, or however, that's the quote I just got for surveying. Because I haven't seen any survey information.
I don't believe that we've done something like that. I don't think that we would have to go out. I think we can accept that, Ken, don't you?
It's a professional service. We can just hire them. But go ahead, Ron.
When this was first requested of me,
right,
I designed an email quote unquote phone bid request in that it did not exceed estimated cost of which would require to go out for full bid. And the first step was to get a legal description of the properties, which I did from the assessor's office, as well as aerial photos that are well marked. And I did distribute this amongst five or six different appraisers. I had to look deeper into my notes here, but I think I've got it all detailed. Only a few responded, and each with a question that remains to date unanswered until today. And then I sent out this again, made a couple of calls, and I'm waiting for a callback in order to forward this information. I'm not sure if what you're talking about would enhance this effort or not, if you'd like to look at these diagrams that I had put out initially.
Well, we have, here's the
thing. We have to do lot splits.
I think that the versatility that they've offered for the survey, to not knowing, and if you sent this out to half a dozen people and they said not knowing what you're wanting and they give you a not to exceed, I think it's a valuable information for us, Ron.
Most certainly could be.
And if you've not, right. And if you've not received back today, because we had this posted from last week, and you've had it on for some time.
October.
If you've not received anything that was anywhere close to a quote, I'm willing to move forward with this. With a survey.
I would like to move forward. That'd be good. So.
And then they can work on the appraisal part of it.
And then once we get the...
What that is then.
Yeah, once we decide what the parcel size are going to be as a commission, and then we can go out and maybe get more specific with appraisals then.
Yeah, and I think that's what some of the questions that were coming back were, a little bit more detail.
Of the lines.
Well,
we want to appraise the appraiser, you know.
Here's what we did with... we've got it a little bit because every time we talk to someone, like we've been in visiting with a certain group about maybe the bid on this thing, we don't know what that line is. They're going to have to give us that line. So the versatility of the option is worth that to me. So,
and that's what I'm hoping.
Do we need to make a motion, or does it just go through?
What I say is that what I'd like to do is have Randy run it through the road and bridge, since he's out there, and then let Randy be the liaison to HDR, and he'll authorize it.
I'm with you.
Is that right with you?
I'm with you.
Okay, so we'll just inform Randy to move forward with this, and HDR knows about it, so.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Why don't he get with Suti also to see how much, because they've got some idea of what they might want out there, and that line may vary a little bit from what they're wanting.
And we probably want TCAD to have some say in that line, too. So we'll let Randy...
I'm going to have the main say in it, I would say.
I hope so. So we'll just have Randy facilitate that, then. You want to do that?
Okay. That's fine.
I'll forward this to him and to Randy.
I guess that's all I was here for.
Thank you, sir.
I can give you a quick update on the insurance RFQ, if you want.
Yes, sir.
Here on the record, or...
I'm looking.
You'll have to be...
I don't think that we have an agenda.
No, we don't have an agenda, and I don't want to take...
Okay. Any questions?
No, sir, but
thank you.
Do you have payroll on there, Ron?
Yes.
Do you have?
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Is there only one other agendized item?
Two things left. He's finishing the one, which is the
letter.
The other thing is court orders and abatements. And Christy, you've given that to us in front of us, right?
Yes.
So...
The easy ones are the personal property abatements. There's two of them, 2013-0008 and 0009. That's where the add-on has already been done and sent to the collector, and we are just removing the old bill.
So we need to see approve 08 and 09?
Yes.
Motion for approval.
Second the motion. We're approving this removal of this bill because the add-ons would have been run. So 08 and 09, thank you.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve abatements numbers 201-30008 and 009. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
The second group are the personal property refunds.
Is that the one explained in the letter or something?
No.
This letter is separate. This is
it's the one that has the first top two are crossed out because one's on hold and one had no action.
So what these run, like this taxpayer for sick leave sales, taxes on two vehicles.
Yeah, his business and personal property. So they're
double paying, double
right.
Taxation.
Yep.
So we just, it's incorrect, so we just make a motion for approval of the abatement.
That last one, it was registered in Missouri. On 421-11.
It was not registered 1-1 of 11, though.
correct?
Actually, it's a 2009 bill.
So we're refunding that?
Yes. And there will be a 2010 to follow, but they had to get some information into the computer.
Okay, so it was never even licensed in Missouri, titled in Missouri.
It was never, the registration was never put in Missouri until 2011.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go, motion to approve abatements, Indian 004, 005, 006, and 007. These are refunds.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve abatements listed 2013-0004 through 2013-0007. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Now we get to the real estate, and the first one is the Church Army USA, which you had put on hold until all of the commissioners could be present. This is for the 2010 tax year. You already exempted it for 2009.
Well, that was to go through the May. Wasn't that to go through next or this month through the exemption process of the state?
No, this has never been submitted to the state. We brought it to you earlier. It was exempt. You exempted it for 2009, but Mr. Strafus was not present, mm-hmm. and you chose to hold the 2010 until all board members or all commission members could be present make that vote.
Now, this is the property that I think I voted against the property being exempted. This is the one that, this is a follow-up action to go to the BOE to make this an exempt property.
It was brought back to us
right.
By their representative.
Right.
And he wants those, it was like 2011 has already been exempted.
The other one was a matter of timing that we had to get that done. I thought that this one had to go through the state process because of 1 year. Am I wrong? I mean, I don't know.
I'm trying to piece it together too, Dan. Hold on, let me just. So, I'm going to ask you a few questions here.
Can I have my papers?
No, I want you to answer the question. That's your supporting documentation. So, it looks like in 2009, there was a BOE action that made that exempt.
2009.
Is that what that's highlighted?
This is February of 2010.
Okay, 2010.
Right. It was tabled from January 14th. They approved the 2009, but it died for lack of a second. And you made a motion to deny. That denied. Then they motioned to approve it, and then it passed on a 3-2. It was split. So that was for the 09 property.
And that's not what this is?
No. It's the same property, but different tax years. They brought it again last year, July 28th, 2011, and it was denied. And I believe at that time they were told to go to the State Tax Commission for an exemption. Then it came back through the regular program in November 7th of last year, and again it was denied. And now they're coming back again. And this is for 2010. Or no, this is for...
The other was tax sale.
The other was 2010, this one's for 2011.
Jim? Were you, and she said you weren't here for that deal. This other one was for the tax sale. They were going to put this on the tax sale list.
Okay.
And so we took care of it. The other one is supposed to go through the exemption process for the state.
So this is so they're requesting a rebate.
They're requesting exemption.
Exemption.
Mm-hmm.
And why were they not exempt?
Because according to the exemption rules, an exempted property must be available to all public. And this daycare is only available for those who are subscribed to the Church Army program.
If we have no ability to exempt it, do they then have the ability to take that decision to the tax commission?
Yes.
The problem is that they have come to us multiple times and they've had that opportunity, but they're still coming back here.
Well, they'll have the opportunity again, right?
I'm not in favor of exempting this property.
Well,
just because of how the statutes are written. It's not about the organization. It's about the...
What?
This came before us less than a month ago, right? And that was for a tax year because it was going on the tax sale.
You exempted it.
And we had to put that on it, but we requested that they go to the state on the other years, right?
No. It was held so that all three commissioners could be present to vote.
Well, why did we vote on the other one? We didn't vote on this one. Well, I'm asking.
Because it was going on the tax sale.
Yes. Is that it? Yes.
So here's a question. It's 2012, and they want to change the exempt status. Wouldn't this go through summer BOE?
Or next year, but this is 2011.
Okay.
That they're requesting.
Did we hear it last year?
Yes, that's all there.
And we said
heard
no,
it
right?
Summer BOE.
And we
and
denied.
We heard it after summer BOE, and you denied it both times.
What's changed?
It's a new calendar year.
They have a new representative, and he's bringing it back to us to current consideration.
You know who's bringing it back?
Yeah. Yeah.
What BOE number is that?
It's the first one on real estate. It's 2013-0003.
Motion to deny abatement 2013-0003. Before I even make that motion, hold on. Is this an action the county commission should be making and not a BOE action? But is this a BOE decision?
We can defer it to BOE.
Typically, exemptions and establishment of value is held by the board.
The BOE. Well, then I'm withdrawing my motion. I'm taking no action. You can bring this up in the summer BOE.
So hold it until then.
Yep. I'm with it. I don't think we are.
I don't think we should set the precedent to make a motion here in May. So I'm going to do
that. They're calling it a clerical error. That's the difference.
Who's calling it that?
That's what they filed. That's what it's been filed under. You're going to sit right there, aren't you?
I'm going to sit right there.
Okay.
Who's calling it a clerical error?
If you remember the last meeting,
is the taxpayer calling it a clerical error or the assessor?
The assessor is now saying it was a clerical error.
Well, that makes it a different story if it's an elected official that's saying that, doesn't it? Well, not to you.
Not to me. It still doesn't qualify under the exemption rules. And we've referred all the other exemption cases.
So we're going to hear it at BOE?
Yeah.
Bring it back up at BOE.
That's what we've been doing.
No reason to hear it before then.
Okay.
I'm not saying that they're not exempt under, but that was clearly a message sent from.
But I will remind you, gentlemen, that in summer BOE, that's very likely they're going to hear you can only deal with current year's valuations.
You're right. They're going to hear that, aren't
they? Yes, they are.
I hope that chairman reminds them that.
I hope this is brought up the first 2 days when the chairman's not here.
Well, if it's the same chairman, as the assistant chairman, I will make sure it's brought up. I can assure you.
There we go. All right. Let's move on to these others.
Which is all happens to do with this one letter.
Yes.
Read your letter.
I did.
Well, that goes into a process of who's able to and willing to write an abatement, and there has been an abatement wrote. Can't that process be wrote by the clerk or the assessor?
You don't like this person?
In the past, it has been.
God, it wasn't a snake, but a bitch.
But I mean, isn't that right? I mean, if the clerk decides to write it, they can, right?
The clerk has to have the direction and vote of the commission.
Who is recommending approval of this abatement?
There are two elected officials who are Sheila Wyatt, the collector, and Donna Neely, the county clerk.
And there is another that is not recommending it?
You're correct.
And he's not recommending it because there's no mistake? What is his? I don't understand.
I would not know what his reason would be.
All right, let me read through this again. Who did this come
from? I can tell you that I wrote that.
Thank you.
Yes. It was reviewed by Donna.
It does. The clerk and the collector reviewed this.
The clerk did. The collector did not. But the collector is aware of
the situation.
Yes. She brought it to our office. And just so you know, when I did go and speak to the gentleman in mapping, it has already been changed in that system.
Changed to what?
To the corrected. They changed it back to 4CWX.
So they changed it back to the original?
Yes.
Before the
error.
And so the clerk and the collector are saying we need to approve the abatements because...
One of the properties is going to be involved in the tax sale.
So if we approve the abatements, we are saying that we're to set it basically at where it is right now from a tax code perspective.
Can we do that with the tax
code? Because remember, at this moment, we have two separate books, or two separate systems that are operating. There's the assessor's system,
right,
and then there's the collector's system.
So
the assessor's system has been, through that mapping, has been changed back to 4CWX.
Okay.
But
this
the tax book has not.
Which is this, and that's, so it's listed as 4CWR.
Correct.
The deannexation.
Yes.
What was deannexed? Which district did the deannex?
It took them out of Rockaway.
Yes.
And then they were then a part of Western Fire.
Are they in Rockaway?
I had a map, and I didn't print it out. No. They are surrounded by Rockaway.
Are they in Rockaway Beach city limits?
No. We double-checked the city limits. They are not, because they have been de-annexed.
How can we assess them for being in Rockaway Beach?
That's correct. That's why we'd like it to be changed.
Okay, but so the 4CWR puts them in Rockaway?
Yes, the R is the city or village, and that's Rockaway Beach.
So
the 4CWX, the W is for Western Fire, and that's for people who are outside of village.
And they are not in Rockaway.
Correct.
So the correct tax code is
4CWX.
And so, which is where it sits right now?
No, it doesn't.
One
program,
book,
the other
but
book,
not on the tax book.
Well, then I don't see how we cannot move it to the county because they're not in the city.
I know. Is this an action taken by us? I don't think it is.
Well, it's an abatement of value.
But no, it's a changing of the tax code.
But they've already done that. That's what I'm saying. The mapping department already has fixed it to back to how we're going to match
up. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying
I have copies of the changes if you'd like to see them.
Tim, could you join us? Have a chair.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. No, give it to Tim. I want to. Tim, we have these in front of us, and I want you to take a look at them. What this says simply is that we have some people who are incorrectly assessed in one district that need to be assessed in another district.
Okay.
And so what these changes are asking is that we correct that. The request has been made by the clerk and the collector, stating that these individuals do not live in the city limits of Rockaway, this individual. They live in the Western Fire District.
Yes. That is correct.
Is there a reason why we should not approve this change?
In 2002, they petitioned to de-annex from Rockaway Beach.
Okay.
We honored that at that time. And then, as near as I can tell, someone in 2010 put them back in the city. I have no documentation of any kind.
Right.
I don't even know who made the change, putting them back in the city. They called about the error, and I've taken them back out because that's all the documentation I have.
But you believe them to not be in the city?
I believe they're not in the city.
I don't know how we cannot prove it.
I don't either.
Yeah, well, I'm fine with it. I just don't know whether it did have the authority to under a tax code change. It's not. We have two or three things that we can.
For years, the tax codes have been changed through abatement process, correct?
Yeah.
The tax code was changed because of a recorded deannexation.
2002.
Right, but if it's not that way on the tax books, the way to get it changed is to come here for an abatement, if I'm not mistaken. That's
possible. Chris, is that right? That
correct,
is?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
All right, motion to approve abatements 2013-003-0003. There's three zeros in there.
Not the first one.
Not the first one.
Not the first one. I'm sorry, because we already did no action, so I don't mean that in there. 0010 is where we're going to start. 0011, 0012, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. Got that? I think
so. Second.
Motion has been made and second to approve abatements numbers 201-30010 through 201-30019. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries.
I'm going to ask you something. We'll finish with that. Why do we do these before we can? Is it because we can't hear this in BOE starting in June the
Previous year, and is there tax sale implications with this also?
Yes, one of the properties will be involved in the tax sale.
So time sensitive, and plus we couldn't hear it.
And it is previous years, and the Summer Board of Equalization has to deal with evaluation.
Right.
The rest of the year you deal with clerical errors, double assessments.
Yeah, alrighty then.
Erroneous.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you're welcome.
We appreciate it. Did you get your turkey, Tim?
Yes, I did.
Good for you.
Have a very good one.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Very
good. Bonus, the last day would be there.
You take that turkey. Thank you, sir.
The letter's the last thing, Ron. You marked it up. Is that?
Yeah, would you like me to read it?
I'm
not sure anybody else can.
Please.
To whom it may concern. We write this letter as a county commission following recent complaints received from residents of Forest Park Estates. The complaints specifically have been that trains park and block the crossing for the residents of Forest Park Estates. Those citizens have made note of the following Missouri statutes: railroad trains not to block streets. Then there are no other changes other than the addition of railroad crossings in Missouri.
Okay, perfect. Motion to approve and send a letter to
Missouri Department of Transportation regarding the Forest Park Estates Railroad Crossing.
Second.
Motion has been made and second to approve the letter to the Missouri Department of Transportation regarding the Forest Park Estates Railroad Crossing. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. And we'll need a clean letter of that. Is that on your computer? Or?
No, it's Nikki's. Nikki's. I'll take it up to Nikki and have her.
Gentlemen, I don't see that we have anything else on for today.
That's so sad. So, I believe the day is done, and we don't have to have a motion because he can just end the day because there's nothing else agendized.
I'd attend, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
If you want to, I'll give you it.
Do you concur? I concur.
Motion?
Move to motion to adjourn for the day.
Mine's in the form of footsteps.
We have a second.
We have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We need to discuss that. And if we